My name is Eliza Esparza, and I'm the most popular girl at my school. Everybody loves me and adores me. Well, almost everyone. Currently, I am being pinned against the wall on our school roof by the new girl who is incredibly pissed at me because I caught her having sex with our school nurse. Flashback to last week. I was eating lunch with my friends, and my mind was thinking about the new girl. She arrived at school not that long ago and already seemed to be getting just as popular as I was. And it was really pissing me off. I mean, it pissed me off just how well that she got along with everybody, how everyone thought that she was so pretty and so smart and so cool. It was giving me a serious migraine, so I figured that I'd bum off some ibuprofen off the school nurse. And if I faked my injury enough, maybe I could spend some time skipping class, hanging out in the nurse's office, playing on my phone, watching TikToks or something. But when I walked up to the door, it was closed, but I could hear some weird noises coming from inside. I peeked in a little corner where the curtain wasn't covering the window and the door, and God, I can only imagine the look on my face of what I saw. The new girl was in the office, having sex with our school nurse. Our school nurse, who was a female. A female just like the new girl was. They were both girls, and they were having sex in the office. I just stared in shock as I watched Nurse Claudia eating the new girl out like it was her last meal on Earth. I have to admit, I was getting kind of aroused by it, but it's not because I'm gay or anything, not like that. No, no, no. It's just, I don't know, it was kind of hot seeing Nurse Claudia eating out the new girl. I was screaming at myself why I was getting aroused by this, and that it was wrong and that I should be running away right now, but I couldn't look away. It was like my eyes were glued to the scene. My heart dropped into my stomach as I felt the new girl's eyes glance over in my direction, and her eyes locked through that tiny little gap in the window of the door. I saw her eyes widen slightly before lidding again as she started moaning again. Nurse Claudia didn't seem to notice what was going on. I remember thinking, fuck, she saw me, oh God! And that was when I ran back to the lunchroom and tried to act like nothing was wrong to my friends. Thank goodness I wasn't a guy because otherwise I'd have trouble trying to hide an erection. Not like I was still super aroused by that. No, 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 not at all. I was just shocked, that's all. But I couldn't stop thinking about it. And whenever I did, I could feel myself starting to get aroused again, and I couldn't look the new girl in the eye, or I would start to feel strange. It wasn't because I was attracted to her or anything. I mean, anyone would feel that way after looking at two people having sex, even if it was two girls. Two really attractive girls. But anyway, the problem that I faced for the rest of the week was that the new girl wouldn't stop staring at me. Ever since I saw her and Nurse Claudia together, she's been staring at me and keeps trying to talk to me. I avoided her every single time, on times when I wasn't with my friends, but she just kept trying. And that was when earlier today happened. I found a note in my desk and saw that it said, "We need to talk." I already knew who it came from, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt my blood run cold when I saw it, and I felt like I was going to die. And the fact that she underlined the word need made me feel even more nervous. When classes ended, I tried to escape and just sneak off out of the school and hope that she wouldn't notice, but she caught me and basically force-dragged me up to the roof to talk to me, which is where I am now. Her pinning me against the wall, trying to confront me about what I saw. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what to do. Just, how did I end up in this situation in the first place?
Huh? Oh, sorry, I was spacing off. What did you want to talk to me about? Clearly it has to be important since you had to drag me away from my friends and my busy afternoon. So, make it quick. Did I see you and Nurse Claudia?
Stop it. Don't look at me like that. I can't focus when you're looking at me like that. God, she's staring at me so intensely. Why is it sending shivers down my spine and I can feel myself starting to burn between my legs? What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was at lunch with my friends. All week long, I went to lunch with my friends in the afternoon. I did not see anything during lunch. How did I know it happened during lunch? Because I was in class. I was in classes and I didn't go to the bathroom or anything like that during the entire week. So, I figured that's what you had to mean, that I must have possibly seen you and Nurse Claudia doing whatever it is that you were doing, during lunch hour. Which I didn't. I clearly didn't. I mean, I was too busy enjoying my perfect lunch. Nothing that you would understand, since you don't have a personal chef making you whatever you want.
God, I can't look her in the eye. I'm trying to act confident, but I'm shaking in my shoes. God, she's just staring at me so intensely, and it's driving me crazy. Thank the stars that I'm not a guy, otherwise I'd give away my position. I'd give away what I was really thinking, what I was really feeling. Not that I'm getting aroused by her. It's just instinct. Yeah, it's instinct. Human instinct. That's what it is. That's all that it is.
Look, anyway, I have to get going. I have a busy day ahead of me, so if we're done here, then... Hey!
Shit, she pinned me to the wall. Fuck, that was actually really fucking hot.
Let go of me! Stop! Let go of me! I told you I'm not... I already told you I didn't see anything, so just let go! I said, let go of me, you stupid dyke!
Shit! Why did I say that? Fuck! She looks super pissed now! Oh god, I thought that she was staring at me intensely before, but now she's... Oh god, she is so mad at me right now, I can tell. And why the fuck did I say a slur like that? God, I have no excuse for this, but Jesus Christ!
Get off of me! I said get off of me! Why'd you push me to the ground, you freak? Get off of me! What do you mean the same could be said about me? What are you doing? No! Stop fondling my pussy like that! Stop! I said stop it already!
Stop it! Just stop it! Stop! Stop looking at me like that!
I'm cute. Stop it! Stop making fun of me! Can't you just leave me alone already? You don't have to worry, okay? Yes, I admit that I saw what happened, but I wasn't planning on telling anybody. I haven't told anyone now, and I don't plan to ever, so just... If you're satisfied, just leave me alone, okay? Please. You'll make sure of that. Just, what are you... Stop touching me like that! Funneling my chest like that through my shirt! You can't... Stop it! I'm sensitive there, okay? Please stop! You're gonna make me... What are you doing? Don't go down there like that! Don't... My scar... Don't... Eating me out like that! Don't do that! You can't! I might... Shut up! I didn't... When you're doing stuff like that, of course I'm gonna come that fast! You bitch! You stupid bitch! Just stop! Stop! This is too much! What are you? You mean you want me to return the favor? I don't know. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm not sure how to... Fuck. Her just shoving my head into her pussy like that. I should be horrified at this, but I'm... Fuck, I like this too much. I can't stop myself. I have to... Wow, she's moaning so much. And the fact that she's gripping onto my hair and encouraging me so much, it's making me want to do more. Fuck.
Why did you make me stop? Wasn't I doing a good job? What you want to...
I don't know about this. It's like before. I'd never done anything like this before, so I don't... Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is this what they call scissoring?
whole pub feeling our pussies together like this feels way too fucking good.
Yeah. Yes. It feels really good. Really, really, really good. Huh? You want me to put my hands where? God, your breast feels so good in my hands, and you're pushing against my body so hard, and please, please, more, please, please.
Calling you, well, you know. I guess you were right. I am a de- right. Better to say I'm a lesbian than to say that. Sorry again. It's just hard to admit that I am. I spent all this time hammering it into my brain that I'm not one, that finally admitting that I am one is, hard. Really, really hard. Well, anyway, do you, want my phone number or something? You do? Okay. Here, let me, write it on your hand. Also, sorry for coming so fast both times. I'm pretty sensitive. Sorry. Next time? You mean you want there to be a next time? Alright then, same time, same place then?